Hey folks, I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. We continue in our 23rd year of broadcasting with tonight's episode number 880. LoGap is primed to take the country music world by storm. Brothers Gus and Finn Johnson are relatively young musicians, but are already making an impact with their authentic writing and catchy tunes. With roots in eastern Kentucky and southeastern Ohio, Gus and Finn grew up listening to bluegrass and Americana music. That, combined with folk country and classic and southern rock, creates the unique tone that has become the duo's signature sound. We are glad to have LoGap with us tonight for their first time on Red Barn Radio. Welcome, LoGap.
Back before 1955, if you made it out of Harlem alive, you took 23 to 30, traded a cold dark mine for Henry Ford's assembly line, but the hair is still dirty. Cuyahoga River's burning, and the lakes are paying a bosom. 30 acres in a mine shell for a suburban home with union dues, but still somebody haunts you. Japan and Kentucky's got a Toyota plan. Akron ain't the rubber capital no more. There's hillbillies from Brunswick to Richmond. Lake Erie's up in profession, and they made a villain out of old Henry Ford. If you made it out of Harlem alive, you took 23 to 30.
to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Gus Johnson wrote his first song at 13 years old, and only months later wrote Mockingbird, LoGap's biggest hit, which was ranked second on Grady Smith's list of non-hit singles for 2022. The brothers backed the success of Mockingbird up with a self-titled album full of passion and relatability. On November 25, LoGap released their latest single, Say a Prayer. LoGap is Gus Johnson on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Finn Johnson, brother, on lead guitar and Telecaster mandolin there, Alex Sheft on bass, and Zach Schlakey on drums and background vocals. We're glad to have LoGap with us here on Red Barn Radio tonight.
Some folks say, well, it's just a sign, David, I'm here to tell you I ain't. If there weren't no sinners in this world, then there wouldn't be a need for saints. World man's holy rollers, but there's room for high rolling too. And if y'all weren't busy judging me, well, they'd start judging you. 'Cause guys like me are just curious. Churches in churches and profane ain't that great at all. Sure, you think your peers cope, but I admit that I am lost. Three bear buzz in Copenhagen won't get me out of heaven's gates. They tell me, when's the last time you repented for thinking you're better than me? Guys like me are child security for all the saints and preachers of this world. churches in this news.
Our guest tonight on Red Barn Radio is LoGAP. LoGAP is led by brothers Gus and Finn Johnson. Gus is singing the vocals, and Finn is back there playing those cool strings. Who are you guys, and where are you from?
Well, we're brothers.
Yep.
This is my little brother, that is.
He's your little brother, your taller little brother.
Yes, exactly. He's the big little brother. That's how.
We were born here in Lexington. It's funny, my mom actually was a ballerina in this very building probably 25 years ago for the Lexington Ballet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. We told her we were playing here, and she looked up the building, and she called me, and she said, Gus, I used to dance in that building. And I was like, oh, okay.
What's your mom's name?
Holly Johnson.
Oh, all right. My wife was a ballet dancer in this building, too,
about
25 years ago.
They might have known each other.
They probably do. That's pretty
it's
funny.
It's a good chance. Uh-huh.
Billy Miller was a kid I knew in high school. Had a pretty good mind that it didn't know how to use. I guess the good Lord dealt him a pretty bad hand. Ain't nothing much he can do about that. If I were in a spot, I would have had a worse attitude. His dad is locked up somewhere, and I don't think he's seen his mama for years. And Uncle raised him as their own home. Bless their souls. And I tried my best to be his friend. Could have done a better job on my end. Knew he always had my back. Hey, Billy, I hope you're doing well. It's better days ahead if you work hard, my friend, but I'm not sure you can tell. Sins of the Father don't fall. Old town shoot 'em apathetic pity. And it pissed me off them acting like he's just some dumb hillbilly. You can fix your car with a multi-tool. Need every firearm since World War II. Just cause it don't care, don't make him a fool. Hey, Billy, I hope you're doing.
You were born here, so is this where you lived when your dad had the two-tone truck?
We've kind of grown up in Amish country, Ohio, so kind of where Northeast Ohio meets Southeast Ohio.
How did you all happen to leave Lexington?
My dad was originally from sort of Northeastern Ohio, and he moved to Lexington for college and stayed there for, well, probably 10 years. Met my mom here, and they were in town. They went to Ashland Avenue Baptist. That's where they met each other.
Uh-huh.
And then my dad, I guess he got homesick or something. He decided to move back home close to home, at least, where
Mama's
he grew
boy.
Up.
What kind of work did your dad do that he was able to sort of move on?
He works for Palmer Engineering, and they got a branch here and in Winchester, and he opened up a new branch in Northeast Ohio, and we actually live like an hour and 15 minutes away from where he works because he didn't want to be that far north. We're a little more central or southeastern, but... Man at the store asked me if I knew Jesus. I said, yes to man, but we ain't spoken years. Offered me a ride to church on Sundays. I said, I wouldn't, man, but Saturday night will interfere. Sister on the phone called me a degenerate. I said, that's okay, I'll see you on Thanksgiving. Even mama's giving up hope. Used to call me crying, just made me feel more alone. Whoa. Say a prayer for me. Everyone including myself knows what I need, but I'm too damn proud to hit. Say a prayer for me. When I'm digging a hole looking for sun, I wish I knew how to function and still live full. Say a prayer for me. Sometimes I wipe the dust off that red letters, but I never make it past the second verse of the songs I write about the dreams I curse. Say a prayer for me. Everyone including myself knows what I need, but I'm too damn proud to hit my knee. Say a prayer for me. Myself knows what I need, but I'm too damn proud to hit my knees. Say a prayer for me when I'm digging a hole looking for sun. I wish I knew how to function and still have fun.
Take us back to your youth, maybe when the two of you guys started to play some music.
I think Gus has been singing around the house since he could probably sing before he could talk. Since he sang, I was like, I didn't like hearing him sing, like his were brothers. Then one day, you know, he gets all this attention because he plays guitar, so little, like, 10-year-old me decided, if I learn mandolin, we can do this together, and I can take some of that stage.
He actually started on guitar. And I was playing guitar, and I thought I was pretty good for a, you know, 12, 13-year-old. And then one day I wake up, and Finn has surpassed me. And, you know, then he starts playing the mandolin, and he could play just about any instrument with strings, I'm pretty sure, if you just told him each note. He could just fly up and down it. I've seen him play stuff that he's never picked up before. But just first time he holds it, he sounds pretty good. Ever since I turned 16, I had the same old dream of a truck and a girl in every back road in this town. But I never had the truck. I never had the luck to have a girl that let me drive her around. But I guess I fell for you. My dad did too, and he knew how I could sweep you off your feet. So guess what's sitting in the garage? That is two-tone Dodge. Be my fantasy, baby. Just slide on over here and drive me crazy. But move your knee when I am shifting gears. Be my slide on over here and drive me crazy, but move your knee when I am shifting gears. Be my fancy, baby. Just slide on over here and drive me crazy, but move your knee when I am shifting.
Did you guys start performing then when you were teenagers?
Yeah, I started performing in middle school. I would have been about 13, just doing coffee shop gigs. And then about the time COVID hit, so I would have been a freshman in high school, and Finn would have been a seventh grader. We started playing together. We played our first show right before COVID, and then we got a lot better with all the time at home to practice. And then when we were out of COVID, we started writing and, you know, recording songs and eventually releasing them. Your eyes were the Highland County dew glistening in the springtime. Your face is like the red buds blooming on 81. Your heart is like the mountain
smoking up a morning cloud. You're the evening wind that makes the pines bow down. You were sent by an Appalachian angel. I don't mean to sound cliche at all, but I don't think coincidence could ever have been able to make a beauty such as you over the Blue Ridge in the fall. It's a source that keeps me warm when the winter time blows through. And you smell like the Shenandoah, ignited in the springtime. Nothing makes me feel at home like Virginia and you. You were sent by an Appalachian angel, and I don't sound cliche at all, but I don't think coincidence could ever have been able to make a beauty such as you over the Blue Ridge in the fall. You were sent by an Appalachian angel. Would ever have been able to make a beauty such as you or the Blue Ridge in the fall. If a man thinks it's absurd to believe the Lord is true, someone should show him Virginia.
Gus, are you the only writer, or do you guys actually co-write?
We co-write a lot. It used to be mostly me. I mean, I wrote Mockingbird when I was 14, and if that seems a little crazy, Finn was 12. But then about the time Finn turned probably 14 or 15, he started writing with me. And the first song we played, Cuyahoga River, that was a lot of his idea, and we wrote that one together. We do a lot of stuff together now. Most of our songs are me and him sitting on the couch going back and forth with ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
I got monsters, they ain't the kind that hide underneath your bed.
Only we're back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.
I don't know why you stick around, but honey, I don't mind. Keep my feet on the ground and my head held up high. Girl, I hope you never say goodbye.
Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style.
Like Roman candles in the dark, and you lit me like a camel cigarette. I illuminate.
around, but honey, I don't mind. Keep my feet on the ground and my head held up high. Girl, I hope you never say goodbye.
The book Winesburg, Ohio is actually written about a real town in Ohio. I don't remember the name of that town, but it wasn't. Do you remember?
Clyde, Ohio is the name.
Yes.
It's like not even in the same area of Ohio.
Isn't that like south? No, sorry, not south.
There is a Winesburg, Ohio, and the book is not about it.
The author of the book,
Sherwood,
was just driving Anderson through Winesburg and was like, that's a cool name. I'm going to name the book Winesburg, Ohio. The only thing it has to do with the real Winesburg is just the name. So it's cool.
Is it a town where you want to stay?
If you come from Winesburg, yeah. It's the middle of nowhere. It's in the heart of Amish country. And Amish country is very touristy, so we do have some tourists that stay there. But most of the tourists stay about 15 minutes away in a town called Bertolin. But other than that, I mean, it's just a little. There's not even a traffic light. We got like two stop signs, a baseball park, a general store, and a really cool old church. Where Finn and I went, and that's it.
Huh, sounds horrible. no.
3 weeks from now, these roads will be streets that I used to burn down, and I don't know how to feel about it. 3 weeks from now, I'll be telling my mama goodbye, trying not to break down as she starts to cry, and that's why I had to leave early. There's something profound in this insignificant one horse town, and maybe believing I'll realize that it is. So sticking around this little benefit, but thinking that sure ain't helping this shred of doubt to churn it deep inside my stomach.
Still are amazing. the relationship that people in the community have with the Amish community. We always talk about in college towns, we always talk about the sort of the town gown relationship.
I had 15 kids in my elementary school class, and 10 of them were Amish. They were very much intertwined. There are different sects of the Amish church because they don't have cars, obviously. So, you know, you got this 5 square miles or something over here where there's one Amish church, and then there's another one over here and another one, and there's tons of these churches, and they actually set up camp at someone's house every Sunday or every other Sunday for some churches, and they have church in someone's backyard. Because of that, some of the Amish are a lot more, I guess you would say, involved in the local community. They send their kids to public school. They have big shops and stuff. They engage with the tourists. And there was a big break off, I don't know how long ago, before we lived there, and they split into New Order Amish and Old Order Amish because a group of Amish in the Old Order, or the main line of Amish, decided that, you know, they were getting a little bit too worldly, or what the Amish would say is chive. That's their word for it.
Chive.
Yeah. Like if you were dressing like me, someone saw you in public, they go, oh, there's Brad. He's being a bit chive right now, you know, in the world, I guess.
You're giving away all their secrets.
It totally depends on the sect, though. They just, some of them, they have a disagreement with something and they go make a new one. And that's okay.
You know? So the majority of your kids mm-hmm. in your elementary school class were Amish. Do you all have interaction to the point, like, for instance, where you would invite them over to your home? Would they
absolutely.
Be allowed to do that?
They're very hospitable people. Like, they have this reputation of being like a cult or something. They're not at all. Like, they're very much just like us. They do speak Pennsylvania Dutch, and they don't drive cars, typically. But, like, other than that, you know, they all can speak English. We have great friends. Some of our best friends are Amish. Some of my parents' best friends are Amish. They hire people that aren't Amish, and non-Amish people will hire the Amish. Like, it's, you almost don't think about it when you live there. They just dress a little differently.
Yes.
All of my heroes died early, from Earnhardt to Lane Frost to Whittley. And everyone still remembers their name in the day. I think I may go out like Cobain. Her start is in the stuff that killed Elvis and Hank. And I bet my songs will get radio play all the time. Lord, don't let me make it past 50. Growing old don't seem like fun. I'd rather have buddies tell grandkids about the man that I would have become. And fill in the blanks with a lifetime. Finish a tale on my own. I'm just a damn young to grow old. Hope I die before I make a bad album, or I have to get a real job. 'Cause most of your life has been working, and that just seems wrong. I think I may buy a Camaro, kick the bucket that they collect what I owe. The slimy bastard that sold it to me will come pick it up at my show. Lord, don't let me make it past 50. Girl,
sitting around talking about babies. Sounds like a bit of a lie. I can lead worship on Sunday, still get to play my guitar. Turns out to be small town famous. You ain't gotta be a rock star. So literally, let me make it past 50. I'm beginning to understand as much as I look here.
What did you learn about the music in those gatherings?
I actually have never been to an Amish service, but they are really big bluegrass fans. There are some fantastic Amish bluegrass bands. You'd be amazed. The Amish teenagers now, there's a few bands that they do like old-style country. They'll come out and play like Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash, and they're really into that these days, sort of 70s outlaw country. That girl's like a fast car tearing through a slow town, turning heads, leaving wrecks with no kind of slow down. Broken heart scattered up and down the track, and you think you want some of that, but she's like the sun playing hide and seek with the clouds. She's taking you for a ride. Some playing out and sick with the clouds. The bench is down, dead, and she's held here for a while. Then you won't even see her for days. That girl come around and will. When the waves come crashing in, she's like the sun playing out and sick with the clouds. Up and she's down, head and she's out. I've been out here all night searching for you.
footprints in the sand. I've been looking for you, baby.
I'm very curious about some of the choices and sort of sonic values of your music, especially the way you guys started out tonight. Finn picked up his Telecaster. I'm just wondering if that's part of the value that you guys bring to the kind of music you do. When I hear that guitar and how forward it is in the music, and even some of the effects you put on your mandolin, I'm like, okay, there's something else going on here.
That's not the sound that I'm satisfied with at this point. I like psychedelic. I like a lot of the stuff that like Billy Strings does, where he does kind of add that in. I'm probably doing a little too much even for my taste. Like, the distortion's a little too heavy. The wah, which is one of these pedals here that makes it sound wah-wah.
Yeah, sure.
That's maybe a little too much. I'm trying to find a very happy medium where I can keep people on their toes without playing music that's totally different from the rest of our discography. So that first song we played, I turn on this pedal, and it's just like in your face. We spent a lot of time in the studio really trying to hone that in and still make it kind of sound like our sound. But then again, we don't really know what our sound is yet. Like, we have a vision, but whatever we end up doing the best is what we end up doing the best. So if, you know, I wouldn't call it psychedelic just because you immediately associate that with, like, Jefferson Airplane and the Beatles. Sure. We like Drive-By Truckers. I'm trying to kind of get there with it. Like, Drive-By Truckers with a mandolin.
Yeah.
But then again, like I said, it's up to the audience when it comes down to it.
But a mockingbird, he said, nice things, but still the words out of someone else's lips. Do you mean the things you say? Do you really feel that way? Or would you say them to any guy you meet? A mockingbird, mockingbird, do you really
thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, LoGap, our guest on this program. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations in media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall, here in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates, further information on guests and programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Before we close out, I wonder if you guys got one more number for us? Welcome back, LoGap.
Well, I want to thank Red Barn for having us out here. I really appreciate it. We've had a blast. This is a very cool show. You know, I listened to that Tyler Childers Live from Red Barn album a lot when I was growing up, so it's very cool to be here. Also, this is a song about dirt track racing, one of my favorite things in the world. And, you know, we hail from Ohio, although we live in Kentucky now, but the world's best dirt track for any type of racing is about an hour, 45 minutes north of Cincinnati. It's Eldora Speedway, and we wrote a little song about it. And just like with race cars, you might need some earplugs for this one.
I'm
because you're just looking for a good time. I'm just looking for some good lines. We can both win if that's a good place. Yeah, I need some on the bike on the sky. I need a few more ponies in this race car. Dreaming about dancing with you on an alley. Baby, wish me luck. I might not win the cup, but I can win you if I try, baby.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.